America Weekend.
Well, Roland, we are back, and I want to make one statement.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's baseball time.
Would you like me to introduce you?
Please, go right ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to present to you a man whose great learning and his veneration for truth are only exceeded by his high moral character and his majestic presence, Mr. Carl Sabatino.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are here today. Baseball is upon us. And every now and then, I don't watch as much baseball as I used to. For me, it always is at least the joy to know that baseball is back. There's something to me about the game, which I love. I always have. Played it a lot. And I was pretty good at it. There's a certain rite of passage, the boys of summer and all of that, that made baseball unique in the framework of American history. And it's back, and that is a declaration. Not that everybody listening did not already know that, but Carl Sabatino is now saying it.
And your point?
My point is that summer is upon us.
Yes.
When baseball arrives, we know this has been in the Northeast. By the way, I found out the other day, 6 degrees below the norm.
Right.
That's cold. If you understand meteorology, 6 degrees is universal.
It's a heck of an argument for global warming.
It's sure, yeah. Not in that class, anyway. But 6 degrees below average, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, I know.
And it was cold. It was a very cold winter here in the Northeast. Boston.
Well, there was one game, I forget where it was. Toronto or Denver, where they had it was snowing on the ground. I mean, and you could see.
Well, actually, it snowed in Yankee Stadium for one game, but
for
yes,
sure.
I believe it was Toronto. There was snow on the ground. The snow has been around. It's still around the Maine and the northern tiers of New England. It's still there, and it'll be there for another month. But
now you're a New York City kid,
yes,
basically,
yes.
So were you a Brooklyn Dodger, a New York Giants,
always Yankees?
Or a Yankee fan.
Always Yankee.
I was going to get to that last.
But I always love, as I still do today, I love the sport. It could be the Mets, the Yankees. It doesn't matter. I love a good baseball game, even if the teams from Oakland or, you know, Atlanta, Georgia.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
It's so different today with all the divisions that they've got.
Doesn't matter.
But, I mean, when I was a kid, you were a kid,
yes.
Just right, a little bit behind me. You had the American League and you had the National League, and that was about it.
There were, what, 20 teams if they were at that point?
Right. Now, I was a Brooklyn Dodger fan.
Uh-huh.
And I lived in upstate New York, rural area, up around in and around Syracuse. Every year, the Yankees would obliterate the Dodgers. And so I grew up not necessarily liking the Yankees.
I can understand.
However, I married a woman who is a diehard Yankee fan and to this day watches all of the Yankee games.
We talked about the marriage thing before.
I still have a problem wanting. I mean, I like the Yankees. I like the Mets. It's a local team.
Yes.
But I still have a little bit of a problem.
The Yankees create that image and have for so many years. I know our erstwhile engineer, producer, Kevin Wolf, is a big New York Met fan, big fan. I just love the game, and I remember when the Mets won their first World Series. It was wonderful. That was, and I'm a Yankee fan, but I got off on that one. I thought it was just great. Fabulous, fabulous. It's part of summer. I don't know how to describe it. It is going to a ball game. I haven't been to many in my life. The last ball game I was at was the series against the Arizona
Diamondbacks
probably. When in 2001 we had just gone through 9/11.
Wow.
And I was at the game where Tino Martinez hits the home run, the whole thing. We won the game and so on and so forth. The stadium went berserk. But the point is, that's the last game I've been to. However, the thrill of it all, of just being in the stadium, I had terrible seats way up in the reaches someplace.
I've been there.
Yep. Yeah. But the thrill of it all was fascinating. And baseball has a tendency of doing it, and welcome to summer. My point, my thoughts.
Well, again, I keep going back to the differences of our lives as kids.
Sure.
And you played ball, and I played ball.
Oh, yes.
We had, you had what, Sandlot? Is that what they call that in New York?
Well, we actually played on concrete. I played more softball than baseball because it just was available. I played a lot of softball.
We had little fields. Yes. Sometimes it was a makeshift thing because it was a vacant lot.
Right.
But that's what we did, and that was wonderful.
You know what we used to do? And you just
But I was my point on all that,
yes.
We also had leagues that the Police Athletic League would set up.
We had those as well.
Yeah.
Yes. We used to wrap our baseballs when it got so bad that we weren't able to, because we'd use the baseball.
An old ball, you mean?
It would shred. So we'd wrap it up in tape.
Yep.
And still play with it.
Yep.
And this thing would go on for another 6 months or 6 weeks, whatever it was, just so we could just play baseball. And sometimes with those wrappings, the ball would take these crazy hops. That was the adventure of it all. But we had something to play with. It was baseball, you see. And that was the game. And it was enriching. It was wonderful. And in many ways, I miss it.
I'm sure. Obviously, you couldn't do what you used to do.
Gosh.
But, you know, it hasn't changed. I think in small-town America, where a lot of our listeners are,
yes,
it's still a pastime that's powerful, that's precious.
Yes.
And creates a personal growth for the learning, as kids do, team play.
Someone said to me, and I'd gone to a baseball game out in New Jersey where we live, and it was a girls' softball game.
Mm-hmm.
And what was important about the game and reminded me that there are periods of stop and conversation, not like other sports, like soccer or football or basketball or hockey, where it's constantly go, 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 go. Here in baseball, there's a thought process. There's a setting up. There's a conversation with the umpires and the managers and the changing of the pitches and so on. There's a refinement to the game that has a certain dialogue that everyone can share. That's what I like about it. It's a conversational game.
You're talking about pro ball, though, aren't you?
Some of these kids, you'd think they were playing pro ball. Just watching this girl's softball game, it was a whole thing.
That was a league then, obviously.
It's a league, a school league. And these young ladies were really into this game. Some of the most, I went to a league once in Brooklyn, and these young women, with these older women with the young women, were just wild about the game. They were nuns. They were fanatics, okay? They were into this thing, and these are nuns.
Yeah, if I have any comment.
Lord.
With my sons also played league ball,
right.
And I suppose they also played, you know, a catch-up game. But in the league today, I get very critical when I happen to go and watch one because of the parents.
Yeah.
And sometimes the fathers and sometimes the mothers.
Oh boy, the mothers can go too.
Are out there, but they're arguing with the ump, and they're using language that I don't think is appropriate.
I agree,
and they're also teaching something different than what baseball is all about. You know, it's not about winning.
No,
it has nothing to do with.
It's
winning.
About
although
the,
that's an after effect, and
that's
it's wonderful.
It's about the game.
Yes,
and camaraderie, and. The elements of the game, which are wonderful, the parents don't get it. Oh. Doesn't matter what the sport is. By the way, the soccer moms.
Well, yes,
soccer moms are legend.
It's everything. Right.
They are legend. They are legend. I don't understand some of these people. I don't get it. I don't get their maniacal craziness. Okay, I don't get it. I still don't to this day.
I wonder what Abner Doubleday would think about the game of baseball today if he were to see one.
That's an interesting question. I don't know. But I would manage. I imagine he would say, particularly some of the great ones, it's a good game. These young men are extraordinarily talented. But I think he would find problems with some of the unnecessary aspects of the game today.
Mm-hmm.
For them, it was gentlemen. Remember, the game, gentlemen were playing the game of baseball.
Yeah.
They were gentlemen.
When you were in the audience, you look back in the old Dodger games from the 40s.
Yes.
And 50s. And suits, what did you see?
Suits and ties.
And
the fedoras.
And hats.
And the fedoras, yes. And they came to the game dressed up.
Yep. to eat a plain old hot dog.
When
with
my
mustard
father took me to Yankee Stadium for the first time, he was in a suit and tie and a fedora.
There you go.
And he chided me, saying, "Didn't you get dressed up?" Anyway, we can go on. Welcome. The boys of summer are back. I love it.
Me too.
It's been a broadcast, Roland. It's always a lot of fun.
It's always enjoyable, and you're up.
I'm up. Well, I'm here, ladies
Your
and gentlemen.
Your team is up.
I am here, ladies and gentlemen, on this auspicious occasion. Thank you. And the echoes go around the stadium. Kevin Wolf, we love you. Thank you very much, as always.
Thank you. Good show.
Couldn't do it without you, Kevin.
And we should probably play Kate Smith. Say goodbye, Carl.
Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith on America Weekend, the Envision Radio Network. For Smith Sabatino, until next time.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.